understand why guys like Kirk Cousins. Second thing I'm going to tell you is Kirk Cousins came into the Ticketmaster studios and I think Mike honestly answered, outside of the question, the one where he says that's a February question and, you know, we'll decide down the road, where you tried to hold his feet to the fire about, you know, are you willing to potentially restructure or come back and what's the circumstances? But I think he honestly answered everything in a way that I'll be honest with you, I did not expect. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we've talked to, you know, Kirk, we loved the conversations we had before last year. And I got a chance, you know, we talked off the air a couple of weeks back, you know, before he was back starting when Michael Penix was quarterback. So, you know, he's, Carl and I were just talking off the air, just taking Behind the Curtain, which is also our podcast in the morning around 11 o'clock. He likes to talk, you know, and I was saying to Carl, I go, I'm a big mouth, he's a big mouth, and sometimes it gets you in trouble. And sometimes you maybe say things that people will then, you know, it's out there and you can't put it back. Like what he talked about at the Super Bowl. Look, I was really banged up. You know, which I struck me as like, I'm out of here. And look, guys, it's I didn't forget how to play quarterback. I was hurt. But, you know, he kind of explained it as best he could. And, he's a very likable guy. What you see on quarterbacks, you know, on Netflix, yes. That's why it's just so frustrating where we've been these last 2 years. And, you know, he's not going to cop to it, but it has been reported. Yes, it was the shock to the system when we drafted Michael Penix Jr., and that was something he wasn't anticipating. He said that, no, it didn't affect him, but and I tried to get it from him. Hey, look, if you've got a regular, you know, pick your backup quarterbacks behind sure, you, maybe sure. You tap out for a day. You know, if you're not right.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that and, you know, here's the thing for me. I've been doing this a long time. I like to learn things. I like to learn things about people. I like to learn things about individuals that we cover. What Kirk Cousins just said is the answer to what a lot of people thought, which was I was not going to complain about being hurt. I had an obligation for signing this contract to try to go out and help my team. And instead of me saying, woe is me, look at my shoulder, my ankle, my you know, elbow, I'm not going to do all of that. I'm going to go out here. And in the process, though, Mike, we know this. He hurt us.
Right.
In the process of trying to overcome those injuries, he couldn't, and he was throwing picks, and he couldn't do the things we needed him to do. But what he told you is, that's just not how I've come up in this thing. And I got to play, man, and I'm trying to play for my teammates. And I've said this. I thought it was selfish. I've said this because I thought he should have done exactly what you said. Hey, dude, I can't go. Play the kid.
I need a week.
I'll be back. I'll be back in two. I need some rest. But he didn't, because that's not how he's built. That's what he told us today. I'm not going to do those things and then collect a big check and go, well, yeah, I could have played. I'm not, you know, 100%, but everybody else on the team is not 100%.
Right.
So, look, I commend him for that. But I also understand these are very tough decisions. And this is why I always say, Mike, sometimes coaches, trainers, ownership, they got to protect you from you. Sometimes this is when they have to step in and say, it's right. Not in our best interest for you to be playing. But this is why I had an issue with him telling the training staff, like, hey, I'm okay. It's you know, a clerical error. It wasn't. He's owning how bad he was injured and how he tried to play through it.
And it's just, you know, again, nothing that happened, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever has anything to do with it. But to a lot of folks in the text line, it goes, it's just a classic Falcons conundrum. You know, it's so Falcony that it's the way it played out. And some guys, you know, agreeing that, you know, the Penix thing, maybe it would have been, if it's Gardner Minshew or Pickett or any of the other journeymen that are out there, you know, he says, hey, you know, he's got an ego. He's not going to say, I'm challenged by Michael Penix Jr., but it has been reported. And I do think that's part of the equation. But here we are. And as you said, you know, that's a conversation for February. I said to Carl during the commercial break, Mom, can we go to the store? I want to get a Matchbox car. We'll see. We'll see means no. But what, maybe they will have a conversation. We'll see. And maybe some other things can happen between now and then that make some things, I don't know, more amenable, as I said, to Kirk, to his camp. I don't know. But, I mean, right now, we're in a tough spot. Because if Kirk's gone, you got to go get one of those, speaking of journeymen,
yeah.
And then you don't know when Penix Jr. comes back and how effective he'll be. And then there's still the questions about what is this team going to look like as far as the coaching staff.
Here's where I'm at. This guy can still win. He's shown it. And now he is healthy. Whether you like it or not, he gives us our best chance starting next season.
Period.
Make it happen. Why are you going to put more pressure on yourself as a front office in an organization to try to go search and find another Marcus Mariota? Let's be real, right? That's what you're talking about. Another Desmond Ridder, a third or fourth rounder, just to fill the void. That doesn't make sense. But I understand there's a financial part of this, but I also understand that he's still under contract. You just need to figure out what that number is going to be and right. how it can be amenable to your point about yeah. both sides saying that's the number and we're fine with that. But I think, Mike, you're creating even more problems for yourself if you don't do that with Kirk Cousins. And listen, we said this earlier for those of you who missed it. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 6 months ago, he didn't have any leverage. Now he's got a lot.
Right. I mean, that's where we're sitting. So how do we play out the – I know to the fans, these are meaningless games. You know, to Raheem, they're not because no. he's still hoping and fighting for – you know, called on to his job.
Listen, it will sound a lot better to say we finished 3-0 to end the season than 0-3, right? And to add on to these L's.
You could hypothetically end now with a four-game win streak. Mm-hmm. So, again, we put ourselves in a corner because – and look, if you missed it, as honest as Raheem has been with us about the mistakes that were made as part of the five-game losing streak and the games that kind of decided this season. Talking about San Francisco, you know, you and we both harped on that. That was more coaching than play. Talked about the Colts. Talked about the second Carolina game. But, yeah, but here we are. But next season, it's still a really good football team with the individual talent. They've just got to get things in order. And that's where I think bringing some new faces in on the coaching staff helps.
404-726-0929. If you missed the interview with Kirk Cousins, shame. Shame.
By the way, everybody was apparently listening based on the text that we got.
Well, it was really,
and we appreciate the feedback.
Well, no doubt. Well, listen, we try to tell you, and it's not hyping ourselves up, but we try to tell you, like, we think this is going to be really good. And it ended up being really good. And more times than not, that has been the case when we talk about, you know, getting certain guys on this show. First time we've had a chance, as Mike said, to talk to Cousins since last year. So we had a lot to cover. But I thought it was a pretty honest, open conversation.
Right. As we said, we really liked the guy. I mean, just wish things had been different. But, you know.
So did he. Did you hear?
Yeah, so did he.
He said,
exactly
I wish things right. could have been different last year. All right, man, we got a lot more to get to. You're going to hear from Ra coming up. He addresses a bunch of things today, too, which you'll hear in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll find out what's on Day Day's mind coming up next. We're live at Flowery Branch of Stukes and Bell.